This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, do you know these two Jews? Some heroes named Jake and Amir. Even in another dimension, like that mind that you might appear. Hard won rights in, I've been a virgin for a while. Hugo says he has no friends because of Hugo's style.
Epic.
Whoa.
Rock and roll.
That felt
it did
like
it both.
Yeah, it was like a cool Japanese cartoon theme song or something.
Oh yeah, like we're heroes. That
yeah.
was like an anime hero thing.
Yeah,
it was like a ballad.
The background is just like streaks of color and I'm about to do something insane.
Yeah, seizure inducing. And we have like a really powerful sword.
Yeah, that guy was Rick Tracy. And he said, for my boys, Jake, her crit.
That's
and
right.
Amir Hugo's style bloom.
That's and there was a We Are reference, which is a NADPOD thing. So I think it sounds like there's a lot of NADPOD crossover here.
Yeah, are you comfortable with that?
Quite.
You like to converge the universes.
Blur the lines, baby. It's all gray. That's the world I want to live in.
Make America gray.
Again.
Nothing to plug, writes Rick, except for my band's Insta, which is We Are Vasco.
Nothing to plug except for the thing that we always plug when people send in theme songs.
I like Vasco.
I'm a Vasco guy.
Tabasco and a little bit of Vasco, and that's a very good Sunday afternoon.
That's a good Sunday afo.
We come today recording on Sunday afternoon, actually.
That's right. This is like the new time.
Yeah, the May 17th. It's sort of like live to tape. We're getting up-to-date catch-ins with each other, and then we can, you know, record it and let the fans hear what we're up to as well.
Yeah, it is nice. There was a time when we would like batch record these, right? Where we would just like have a bunch in the can.
That would be smarter and better for our schedules. There's no reason for me to rush to edit this on a Sunday at 5:12 p.m.
I guess maybe like the unsolicited advice that we should give ourselves is like just get a head start. Get ahead on this. Like what if we just had a month's worth of podcasts in the tank?
Yeah. That would take us just, you know, two-hour sessions. Really easy to do that.
Yeah, it's not that hard. And then we would I hesitate to say we wouldn't have anything else to do, but...
But come on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can go on vacation, man.
The problem is the world is changing so quickly that like the idea of recording something in May and releasing it in June, who knows what will happen by then?
That's true. It does seem insane.
Or is it the exact opposite?
Nothing's going to
change. Done in April. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's... yeah. I mean, this is just... We're living in the normal world now.
This is it.
this is the normal world.
Have I updated you? I think I did a little bit on Slack about my internet dilemma. I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah, I feel like I see it everywhere, like on Twitter and Slack, and I know it consumes you, but I don't know if we've had a public conversation aside from, you know, you tweeting it.
So shut up for a second. Here's actually unplug your microphone. I have something to wax about.
Let me wax idiotic.
Wax apologetic. As in, I demand an apology. So the bigger issue is my internet is slow, yes, which is, I guess, a kind of universal problem right now. Everybody's at home and sucking from the same teat, and it slows everything down.
And that's one of the reasons why we have to record our podcast on Sundays.
That's right. If you have nice fiber internet like Jake and our friend Marty and a bunch of my other friends, you guys are getting a direct connection to the grid.
Your download speed. You're saying it with such venom. Like, these are...
I hate that.
You hate
these are my foes.
For having fast internet.
That's right. My enemies. You're getting hundreds of megabytes per second download, hundreds upload, more than enough, right?
Mm, yeah. Yeah. I've got speed to spare.
That's right. About a month ago, I noticed my Zoom calls are going slowly. Everything is lagging. I'm like, why is it going so slow? I think I'm paying for like 200 megabits download and 20 megabits upload. And so I look and I'm actually getting like 200 down, but like a meg or two uploaded. And which, you know, slows down the video and the audio that I sent to you. There's a lag. I respond. It takes 2 seconds for you to hear it.
Yeah. But you are getting good download. So you can like, you can stream stuff at least.
That's right. That's why I didn't really notice it until we started doing a bunch of these Zoom calls.
Right. That makes sense.
Mm. So I'm like, you know what? I can splurge. I'm at home working from home. I'll upgrade my shit to 400 megabytes download, 40 megabytes up. It's called the Spectrum Ultra 400 plan. Fuck it. It's over $100 a month, but I don't have an office anymore, so I have to just splurge and go for it. Mm-hmm. I pay for that. They send me a router. They give me a modem, and I install it, and I plug it in. And after all my hard work, I finally like move shit and figure it all out. There's dust everywhere. I like had to take the TV off the mounted wall. I put it back in, and I direct connectly from the fucking modem into my computer for the fastest speed possible. 400 download and 2 megabytes up.
God, what a gut punch.
So much work for such little output. Zoom calls still lagging.
When you saw that, were you like, this can't be right?
I was like, this isn't, this sucks. Maybe it's just a permanent or a temporary thing, and during the daytime it'll get better. Au contraire, during the daytime it actually gets worse. During Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, everybody's at home, everybody's doing their little thing, Zooming, FaceTiming, what have you, turning their house into an office. So I can hardly use the internet during the day. So I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm done with Spectrum. I've given them my last dollar. This is ridiculous. They're giving out internet to everybody. Let me just find an alternative. So I go online and I search what else is available in my area. AT&T Fiber. Marty has that. He lives a couple miles away. Shouldn't be a big deal. No, not available. Okay, that's fine. What does my friend Bobby in Santa Monica use? His internet is speeding, blazing fast. Frontier, great. Do you guys have fiber in the east side? No, we don't have it either. All right, what else is there? Maybe there's like a satellite option I didn't think about because I don't really think about internet speed. Google Fiber, is that a thing? Earthlink. I'm calling, checking everywhere. Spectrum doesn't allow any other internet service provider in my neighborhood.
Is that allowed? So. That's allowed? It's not.
I didn't think it was allowed. It's like it's a monopoly situation. We're forced, everybody in my neighborhood, my specific pocket of Silver Lake, Los Feliz Echo Park, has to use Spectrum unless AT&T and Fiber is there, which it's not here yet. So I reluctantly call a technician to my house and I tell him I can't have him inside my house, but he can take a look at the outside connection to see if everything is like fine over there. Maybe a squirrel like chewed through a wire one day and that's why I'm going so slow. The technician arrives. He basically has like a prepared speech that he's been given to everybody because his job is to go from door to door, people that have gotten pissed at Spectrum, and then say, you know, enough is enough.
Explain.
Yeah, explain. So he explains.
Explain yourself.
Yeah. So he basically comes out. He's like, don't shoot the messenger, but here's the issue. Before I even look at anything, just so you know, everyone's going slow because no one else can is everybody's using it at the same time, and there's every neighborhood has a node, and if your node is at 80% capacity, everything slows down, and if it gets to 100% capacity, we shut it down, and everything goes slows down to a crawl. Your node is at 80%, so we'll get to it eventually, but not quite yet. We just have to decongest it, which will take weeks/months. I don't have a timeline. Mm-hmm. All right, great. So I guess I'm stuck here using the internet if I can, and if not, then I'll use it as much as possible over the weekend. Then yesterday, I'm like, ooh, I see an AT&T van in my neighborhood. Maybe fiber has arrived. Is today finally the day? So I hop online and I check the availability for AT&T fiber. Again, for AT&T fiber, they get a direct connection with fiber cables. This is all stuff I had no idea about 3 months ago. You get a direct connection to your house. You can get up to 1,000 megabytes upload, up to 1,000 megabytes download. Marty has it. He's like sending me stats about his internet speed test. He's like in the 600 for both. More than enough.
Yeah.
Can stream, can game, can do it all. Zero lag, zero latency. I search for if I'm available to have fiber. It goes, no, you can't. There's no fiber available at your house. However, we can give you regular AT&T internet, which is 18 megabytes down and 1 megabyte upload. Oh. No, that's Spectrum on its worst day. I don't want to pay for that. And then I search. I'm like, I wonder how close fiber is to here. So I start going door to door to my neighbor's addresses. And I start with one like half a mile away. And it's like, great news. Fiber is available in your area. I was like, what the hell? This guy lives like half a mile away. Let me get closer and closer and closer. I get to a house that I can see from my house. It's a pink house across the street. He's 5 doors down from me. And it's like, good news, fiber is available in your house. I'm like, so let me get this straight. That guy who I can see right now can get AT&T fiber, but the one house over can't get it. But then I look at the address across the street from me, and it's like, sorry, fiber's not available, but we can give you 100 megabytes download. So I'm like, why am I getting specifically my address getting priced out of not only available to get fiber, but like this secondary option? For me, I'm only allowed to get, quote, internet 18.
Do you know why that is?
I called them and I asked them, why can my neighbor get faster internet than
now
me?
Now I'm curious.
Because like I walk by the house and I'm like, that's the box. It says AT&T on it. Like I can literally run a cable over. Can I just siphon internet? Can I ask him for his password and put like a Wi-Fi router extender halfway through our houses? And the lady on the phone told me she doesn't know, but she can get a support ticket put in there so that a technician can call me and explain to me why fiber is available across the street for me, but not at my house specifically.
Okay.
I still haven't heard from AT&T. That's the cliffhanger. That's where I am in the story.
God damn it. I actually want to know.
Everyone's caught up. But I thought it was like once it's in your neighborhood, it's like, all right, let's fucking siphon it out to everybody available.
I'm curious. So I've got two ideas, okay? Mm-hmm. Numero uno, just pay for the shitty one. Just like get it. Because like then you're in the family. You can start calling and be like, hey, I have your slow service. I love you guys, but I just need it to be a little faster. You know, it feels like they'd be willing to work with you a little bit.
Again, my neighbor next door has internet 100, which allows for 100 download and so 1 megabyte up.
So
I get internet 18.
It's got to be just a glitch in the system where they think you can't get it. But once you have, like once you're in the door, you should be able to upgrade. The other idea that I have, depending on what you learn, just sign up for it and give the wrong address. And then when the guy comes, you just call and be like, oh, I'm sorry, I must have said my address wrong. Here I am. I'm down the street. I'm waving at you. Just pull up. And like,
so I say I want fiber.
Is it straight
up? In an address that's not mine.
Yeah. And because like, it's not like that is there literally a cable under some of these people's houses? It doesn't seem like that. It seems like,
I think that's what it is. I think it's a box attached to their house that feeds in from like a city grid or something.
And some people's house just came with the box. They must have the boxes.
I don't know why he has the box.
It's not like these houses are built in like this. Your house was like not built recently. It's not, I mean, none of these houses were built recently. It's not like your neighbor has like a brand new house that was built with a box.
No, it was not.
These are all added on.
Yeah, all added on.
So it's not like your house is incompatible with the technology that they need to install in your house to give you the fast internet.
That's right. My house has the electricity to allow for the box if the box were here.
Right. So this is why you just lie about your address. You just lie, dude, you could just lie about your address and change the numbers on your house for the day. The guy will come and he'll install it.
So you think it's available, but the internet is saying that it's not available. And then when he comes, he's like, all right, you can actually get it.
I can't imagine that it's not. Like, what is he going to, if the guy shows up with all of the box, the system, like everything he needs to install to give, to make the internet fast. And like, what is he going to, he's going to look under your house and be like, hey, actually you're supposed to have this, you have the wrong port.
Yeah, I think he'll be like, there's no, I don't see the attachment that you need to connect to the fiber network or whatever.
And
the
then you just be like, weird, do you have an extra one that you could just put in my house?
I'm holding a gun.
You're not leaving, man.
Yeah, except I have to put in like my full information, including my address, when I sign up for this. So I think if I put the fake, the house that already has fiber, they'll be like, you already have fiber. We're not sending anyone out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if I put the address of a house that doesn't have fiber, they'll be like, we can't even send anyone because it's not available in your neighborhood.
Right. I guess you could just, I mean, you could probably just, I guess, get the slow one. And then when they get there, just beg them, tell the guy you'll blow him if he'll install the fast internet.
I can't imagine he would refuse that, right? Because then he gets head, and then he also gets to give me the fast internet.
I'll give you dome if you upgrade my home, man.
The weirdest is that like the house next door to me is like, sorry, you don't get fiber, but we'll give you 100 megabytes down. And for me, it's like, sorry, you don't get fiber, but we'll give you 18. What is the difference between the backup option, though? Why does he get 100? I get 18. That's another reason.
We should really have an episode of our podcast where we interview like a Spectrum, an ex Spectrum worker, or something like that. You know,
somebody who's out of the system.
Maybe we have a listener that used to be a technician or is a technician that can help you out.
Actually, you know what? Since I've been tweeting so incessantly about it, somebody who does work for AT&T Fiber DM'd me about all this stuff.
Wait, just now?
Just now. Yeah. Amir, I work for AT&T and I've been looking at some outside of the box options for you.
Wait, this is great.
He said, if you put in a business name, they would lay fiber for you specifically. It would really help your case if there was a U-verse hub, at least sort of in your area, but technically it should be possible regardless.
Whoa, there you go.
If I say I'm a business.
You are a business. We have like different LLCs.
Yeah, I am a business.
And you're specifically, you also are recording. This is a business, what we're doing right now. You think I fucking talked to you for fun?
No, actually, I called you the other day and you didn't pick up. Yeah, you were like, hold on, let's talk on the podcast tomorrow.
Because I wasn't going to get paid for it. I only talked to you.
I was just curious about catching up with you because you were telling me about like all the stuff that was going on. So I was like wondering how you were doing and stuff like that. And you were like, don't call me on my off day. And I was like, all right, I was just wondering, I'm curious how you and Jill were holding up. And you said we were holding up fine.
And it was an invasive question. And I feel like it was pernicious. And it was malicious.
I had to Venmo you $5 to talk to you for 5 minutes.
That's right. I did a cameo for you.
I'm part of your OnlyFans, an OnlyFriends account. Okay, so maybe I'll tell them I'm a business. That'll be my next... When they call me and explain to me why fiber's not available in my house.
That's not even a lie. Like, we aren't using the office anymore. You are living and working and running your business from home.
All right, sweet. Thank you to Corey at AT&T for helping me out, even though he lives in Orlando. Hopefully his advice works in Los Angeles. And if your internet also sucks, I mean, I'm reading tweets all the time about various internets being slow because they can't handle this. They weren't prepared for this amount of bandwidth.
Yeah, that would definitely be a stressful problem for me to have right now.
What if you were a... What if you're a live streamer? What if I was a Twitch streamer?
You kind of are.
All right, so I guess I'll keep you guys posted there. I know everybody is just hanging on my every word, really concerned about getting my upload speed up.
Yeah, but meanwhile, you have been able to cart, and that seems good for you.
And it's good because it prevents me from carting during work hours, which I probably shouldn't be doing anyway. Like, I can't start letting it infiltrate my 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. Have you been Animal Crossing still?
Yeah. I've been Animal Crossing.
And in the last week, has your quote unquote addiction to it gone up?
I don't know if it's gone up. It's kind of stayed the same. I'm like, it's the weirdest game because sometimes I'm like playing and I can't stop, but I'm not having fun.
Interesting.
It feels like work because I don't want to stop because I have goals. I have like things that I want to attain for my island. So
you added things to your to-do list. They just have less consequences.
It's not like, it is not a game that I'm like having a ton of fun as I'm playing. It's like, okay, no, I have to like run around and fucking chop trees so I can get wood. I need to like get wood so I can build this fucking dresser so I could sell it to Tom Nook. Like, it's such a weird game, but I have liked it a lot. And there are still like fun moments, like where you buy something stupid. I just bought a kimono this morning.
So your character wears a kimono in the game.
Yeah, well, I'm wearing a kimono right now, but I might change back into my cutoffs and my tie-dye shirt.
Yeah. All right. We are actually at the halfway point, if you can believe it. This is If I Were You, an advice podcast, I guess, where we air our grievances and talk about the clothes that are simulated humans wear in video games.
I'll tweet a picture.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll answer some more questions. You believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah, yeah. That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike, like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right, cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized mm-hmm. to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar, but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast, super simple.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress. And all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to Helix.com quiz.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20, all one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
And we're back. Let's go straight into the Q's and A's. These people need our advice.
That's
and,
right.
Maybe you guys can help us out too. This is from a lady.
Ooh, in, la, la.
Yeah, who's having some office drama. So we'll call her Pam.
Nice.
That's a character from The Office. Mm-hmm. Pam writes, "Guys, I need help. I'm a manager at a tech company, and my boss keeps stealing my Zoom backgrounds. We were in a meeting yesterday, and I had the conference room from the office as my background. One of the execs on the call commented that he liked my background, and then my boss immediately changed his background to the exact same picture within the same meeting. Then I switched my background to Michael Scott's office, and 2 seconds later, my boss had Michael's office as his background, too. He's never even watched the show. I think he just noticed that I got a compliment and stole it from me. How do I stop my bosses from stealing my Zoom backgrounds? Thank you. Love, Pam."
That is very intriguing. I think, okay.
So what are your thoughts on silly Zoom backgrounds in general?
I don't really know how to do them. I don't know how do you change your background?
You can create, you see in the, at the bottom left, it says, there's a stop video.
Yeah.
And then there's an arrow.
Oh, yeah.
So if you click on that and go to video settings, and then in virtual background on the left, you can choose different backgrounds.
Nice. Am I at the Golden Gate Bridge now?
Yeah. So you're at the bridge. That's cute. That's and I'm cool. I'm hosting Talk Soup.
That's fun.
Yeah. So these are like fun little Zoom backgrounds that I've done.
Can you upload you can upload your own, I guess, obviously.
Yeah. So sometimes, like, when my friend goes to the bathroom on a Zoom call, I'll steal his background and put it up, and then when he gets back, it looks like we're in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, if this was a picture of a buddy of ours, and then it's like, oh, me and this guy are hanging out with each other, so, like, that's a good Zoom background bit.
Right.
There are plenty of bits to be done with Zoom backgrounds, and this lady is, oh, there we go, picture of us. In your background.
I was thinking for a second that as you were talking, I was going to try to search Tub Girl, and it didn't, or Lemon Party or something. And it just felt like it was going to be a lot.
Oh, that one looks nice. The beach one.
This one? Yeah, the beach.
Yeah, it's like a video background.
Yeah, the beach is cool. Okay, so I'm super into this. I've never done this before. A friend of ours, I was talking to her yesterday, and she told me she's a teacher doing virtual teaching, and she's teaching 12-year-olds, and she said that something that they've been dealing with is, like, in their classrooms, like, kids will take a photo of themselves and make that their background and then
leave.
How fucking smart is that? You gotta respect kids for doing that. Especially now, like, their video backgrounds, I mean, game over.
That's like from Speed. They replayed the video on a loop, and then they were slowly taking people off the bus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and Dennis Hopper noticed because he, like, saw the cut point in the loop.
No!
Yeah, I remember. That was the original Zoom background photo.
Tell that wildcat behind the wheel.
So this lady is dealing with her own little Zoom background trauma because her boss keeps stealing. I don't think it's a problem. I think he's the one who's looking worse than she is.
Right. It reflects poorly on him, not you. But I guess if someone didn't notice that she did it first and then sees, like, if you start paying attention and you see both people have it, it's like it's not your joke anymore. It's not fun.
Yeah. So I guess, I mean, this is a pretty good one.
Yeah, that's really
good. So you're in the beach and let's see if I could take a picture of this just so we can show it to people. Jake's at the beach and then I'm hosting a 90s talk show called Talk Soup. All right. Zoom background options for you. And then, I guess, is there a way to use backgrounds that are less easily accessible, so like she changes hers and then the guy doesn't have access to do the same thing?
I think what you should do is, like, change your background to something like really bad, like a Nuremberg rally, and then he changes it, right? And yeah. he has it, and then he gets in trouble.
Oh, I see. So you sort of set him up to fail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of like, all right, copy whatever I do, and then you do something poorly, and then you say, oh my God, how could you do that?
That's right. So, and then he gets fired, then you get his job, then you get to do all of the back, like all of the backgrounds that you want, unencumbered.
The goat background of all, his pink slip. all right, here's a more salacious question that we got.
Finally.
Hey guys, longtime listener, what's a mailman name?
What's the mailman's name in Cheers?
Mailman? Cliff? Cliff.
Cliff.
It's Cliff. It's Cliff. Longtime listener writes Cliff, first time asker. So my girlfriend and I have been happily dating for a couple years and our sex life is great. I started working as a rural mail carrier about a year ago. My girlfriend and I keep joking about doing some mailman role play in the bedroom. But the more we joke, the more serious she sounds about it. It sounds funny and actually kind of hot, so I think I could get into it. But here's the problem. Rural carriers in my state don't require a dress code, so I don't have a uniform. My girlfriend says I should go buy one so we can do it. Another thing is, I don't know how to role play this out, but I'm not large by any means below the belt, so I can't do the classic, I have a large package here for you here, ma'am, as that would be a lie. Should I go buy a mailman uniform for this role play? And also, how can I effectively role play with my little Willy? Ta-da and au revoir, Cliff.
For starters, I think you can say, I have a package here for you. You don't have to That's say good. Anything about the size. Large,
I have
small,
a pretty
medium.
Small. I have a pretty small package here, actually.
It fits in a pretty tiny little envelope.
In fact, it's a postcard. Mm-hmm. So I guess what someone did was just slap a stamp on a driver's license.
A
and
forever
I guess
stamp actually worked on this one. There was no added weight, no extra cost associated with this teensy tiny pack.
Didn't I make a joke about my dick being a stamp like 2 weeks ago?
Oh yeah, I think you did.
Full circle jerk.
So he was, I think you can buy a mailman outfit on like Amazon, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting that they don't have one. I guess the mailman uniform. Yeah. Why do they wear a uniform?
I think so, you know, I mean, so you know that the person coming up onto your stairs and reaching into your mail slot is a federal employee and not a burglar.
So you're thief. Saying if I just get that uniform, I have carte blanche access to people's driving record, mailbox. I can even come in for a sip of milk if the case should be.
I mean, I don't think you would be able to go in for a sip of milk.
So, interesting. So, like, all I need is, like, brown shorts, like the kind UPS drivers wear. And then I could wear, like, even a tank top. I can crash into someone's house, if necessary, for some milk.
I think there's just better ways for you to get milk. And, you know,
that's
you wouldn't...
That's interesting. You wouldn't, I never thought of it that way.
You wouldn't pass as a UPS man if you had brown shorts and a tank top. Like, you're already trying to cut corners. You're already yeah. not doing this. Like you're not going full tilt because you're.
I don't have. I don't have like. I don't have brown shorts, but I can wear these like khaki cutoff things.
So yeah, you're not going to look at all like a mailman. And yeah,
and then like, if I wear a hat, I can sort of jiggle the knobs of various houses in my neighborhood.
Just go to a grocery store and buy milk.
I can't afford a carton. Asshole. Quite frankly, I can't afford that carton right now. Hold on.
Sure.
I'm changing my virtual background.
Of course. Is it going to be to a UPS person or a kitten drinking a bowl of milk? Nope. Priority mail. Very nice. That's a shitty package for you.
I have a large package for you. It's actually my severed dick in a fucking rectangular cardboard box.
It's my severed dick in a box.
You know that song? Yeah, so you can say I have a package. You don't have to specify large package.
Yeah.
You can get the uniform because that's part of the role play. It's hard to be a role-played mailman wearing just jeans and a tee.
I feel like you could do entry-level role play where you like just say what the role is, you know?
Oh, that's cool.
Like,
so you're just sort of half-assing it, dipping your toes in the water to see if you like, and then you can commit to the full uniform right. later.
It's been a long day of delivering packages, but I have one more. So it's like I changed out of my uniform, but I was a mailman earlier.
That's cool. Yeah. And then do you then ask for milk, or is that even like not part of it? Because what's the point? You're just a mailman, and not all mailmen necessarily want that. Like a glass of 2% in the middle of the workday.
I feel like you're confusing mailmen with like one single aspect of Santa. Why are you making your face that way?
I want a cookie and I want to deliver gifts, but instead of gifts, it's mostly junk and a bill.
I have a Restoration Hardware catalog and I want 1%.
1% of my net worth. No, 1% fat.
Yeah.
In a glass. In a hat.
My package is slim and I'll have some skim. Yeah, to role play as a mailman, all you have to do is say that how much you want milk. So that shouldn't be too hard. You don't even need the
And then if you're a milkman, the role play is to just merely barge into someone's house and ask for an envelope or something.
Perfect.
All right, one more question.
Let's do it.
This is a funny one. It's written from a lady who was drunk and kind of high at the time.
Perfect.
So we'll call this lady Mary Jane Blige.
Mary J. Blige ain't got nothing on these pipes. And speaking of pipes, I'm high.
Hi, hard one and the chipmunk.
Yes.
I'm drunk and kinda high. So obviously this is the best time to ask for relationship advice.
Indeed.
I totally want to jump the bones of this absolute dime piece I work with. He's a real Optimus dime, if you will. Nice.
Love it.
Problem is, I'm really bad at reading signs. Guys don't tend to hit on me, or I'm just blind so that I never even notice, like ever at all. I invited him over for a small game night, yeah, during COVID, but it was all people I work with, and we kept it under 10 people, so whatever, fuckers, don't judge me.
She is drunk.
Any hootie in the blowfish, at one point we were all drunk enough that we got on Tinder and traded phones. I got his at one point, and he got mine, and I purposely swiped right on girls with my body type and got no matches, but then I also threw in a few duck-faced skanks to see if that's what he was into and got no matches either. He got 3 matches on mine, all guys more muscular and macho than him. For the record, I never been attracted to muscular dudes, just skinny dudes, which happened to be his particular body type.
Yeah, she's also very high.
Was this a test for me as it was for him? We only had each other's phones for a few minutes, so I was reading too much into... Was I reading too much into it, not finding him any matches? Is there a possibility that he's at all interested? Have either of you ever let a girl swipe your Tinder for you when you were on the market? I consider myself demisexual, but sometimes I feel like I truly... All I want in life is a fuckboy, and think he'd fit the bill. How does someone who is so scared and unsure of this whole hookup culture... go out and get that nasty D. Anyways, I'm still drunk and high and the right. Female version of blue balling. Any help you can provide is hashtag dope. Love, Mary Jane.
I can't remember if I ever traded phones to...
What is demisexual?
I don't know. I
love everyone. Okay. It seems like what you swipe and try to get for him... just shows the kinds of women that are attracted to him, because if you match, that means they swiped right on him.
I feel
so
like
it's not like
this was you overthought that. Like that's
I did or she did.
No, she did. Like that's a step that's beyond the pale to me. Like swiping girls with her body type on Tinder to see if that's like you're on the couch with each other already. Like, that's more flirtatious, you know?
Yeah, but, like, she's like, he's not matching with anybody with my body type. That just means that they didn't swipe right on him. Yeah. It has no indication on what he likes to see.
I think there's way too many variables to, like, to make any of, like, anything you've learned from that usable. And it's also not worth learning because you have like kind of the direct source of the information of if he's into you or not, like there, you know?
Yeah. So you're too high to conduct a science experiment.
You cannot.
You're a bad detective. Anything. Yeah. Wait a minute. You didn't match with any of the duck-faced fucking skanks.
Sorry,
yeah?
I dropped your phone in this bowl of popcorn.
That means you don't like me. Why?
But I matched with guys that don't have your body type, which means you're worse. Which, fuck me.
You're hot to me. Am I hot to you? Yeah. Isn't that what it's all about?
That's what it's all about.
Everybody does detective work when all they want to say is, you're hot to me. Am I hot to you?
Right. Or like, you're hot to me right now. Am I hot to you right now? And then that escalates in, you're hot to me most of the time. Am I hot to you most of the time? And then that escalates to the greatest of all time. You're hot to me always. Am I hot to you always?
Will you be hot to me forever? I'm on 1D.
Those were my vows to Jill.
We can't get busted to each other, babe.
I just don't want to be a 7 to you.
Even when I'm 72. Beep. Flatline.
I died at my wedding.
So relax, which you probably will once you stop being drunk and high.
Mm-hmm.
And then
and are you cool with them hanging out in groups during quarantine?
Of course not.
Like that, right?
Obviously not. Everybody goes home to their separate areas. Who knows who they're coming in contact with? And then you get together and you share the germs, don't you? You're in a room and you're talking without masks and things start getting spitty and flowy. I want the news, not the weather. Oh, well, here's the weather. 72 and I'm fucking COVID-19 positive.
Remember when you were calling people on Instagram Live and you like got a call from somebody that was just like hanging out with their friends?
Yeah. I'm like, what's going on over there, lady? She's like, I know, we're bad.
Just hanging out at my friend's house. Like, yeah, just hanging out at your friend's house.
That's the fucking point. You can't do that. That's the thing that everyone's mad about, right? Because you're not supposed to hang out with your friends.
I love it. No shame.
Here's something I learned. I guess the transmission is so much more palpable indoors in an enclosed space with a lot of people. So like the worst place to be is like in one room without a lot of circulation with like 10 to 20 people, because if one person has it, it just like slowly fills up the room and everyone's breathing. You said, sucking and fucking. They don't even have to do that. They're just spitting and living.
Mm-hmm. So if you have like, if you're like, oh, I'm going to be responsible. It's less than 10 people. It's 9. And we didn't do anything. We just hung out in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And like, that would be really bad.
Right.
Like, it'd be better to hang out with 30 people at a park.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. If you're outdoors and wearing a mask, that seems to be like the way to go, because the spittle and the virus just sort of dissipates away. So the odds of you getting it are very little. The odds of you like staying in that cloud are very little.
Have you been going to parks?
I've been walking around outside. I haven't been meeting friends at parks.
You always wear a mask when you go outside.
Yeah. Here's something I'm intrigued about that I might look into. Face shield.
Interesting.
That's right. More on that later. Might be my unsolicited next week if the one arrives and I happen to like it.
Did you? So you bought one?
I bought two.
So you're more than interested.
I'm Pinterested.
you're taken. You're taken with it. You have bought one.
Yeah.
Here's my question though. Like, doesn't it just go? It goes right in front of your face.
That's right.
But isn't it open below? So like, things could still come in from under the shield. Like,
that's
the mask
correct.
Cups the face.
The mask cups the face, but it's not as thick as plastic.
But I feel like for it to be really effective, you need like a full-on astronaut helmet.
That's right.
You need the deep sea diver helmet.
And
that's what you need.
Yeah. Save for getting an astronaut helmet, I feel like mask, though imperfect, is better than nothing. And face shield might be just as good as, if not better than, a mask. And if we're all just doing it to be extra cautious, what if the face shield is better?
Would you do face shield plus mask?
That's what hospital workers are supposed to do. They're supposed to shield and then also wear a mask N95 style so that if anything gets in, then they're prevented.
Right. It seems like that's the safest.
Yeah, but I'm looking for the best of the rest option. And I've tried the mask, and like you said, it's a little difficult to breathe. Not impossible, so you still have to wear one.
Right.
And it keeps spit from coming in and out.
Yeah, no one likes the mask, but you have to wear it. That's not...
Yeah.
It's such a weird fucking war, because it's like the people that are telling people to wear masks, like, it's not like we enjoy it. It's yeah. not like we're saying, hey, like, wearing a mask, it rules. Okay, just try it and you'll be convinced.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to like it because we don't like it either.
It's not like a parent telling their kid to eat Brussels sprouts and the kid doesn't like Brussels sprouts, but the parent does, and it's so not fair. The parent also doesn't like the Brussels sprouts in this metaphor. Mm-hmm. So the face shield is plastic. Literally nothing can get through. But like you said, stuff can fly in. But like, you know, if I'm spitting, sneezing, talking, it sort of gets stuck to the plastic. My question is, will it be hot and cumbersome?
Yeah. What I'm looking, I want a mask that is, I want the Nike mask.
The dry fit.
I want the REI, the Patagonia mask. I want something that's like very sleek,
yeah.
very comfortable, lightweight, minimal, something I can move in, you know.
Also, the mask doesn't cover your eyes.
Can you get it in through your eyes?
Yeah, that's what the whole thing is, like, don't rub your eyes.
Oh, right, that's right. Okay.
Great. Actually, I've been wearing the mask over my eyes and nose, keeping my mouth exposed, so almost kind of like a thick sleeping mask of sorts.
This is all while you're making out with the Spectrum guy
and doing it all for a fucking glass of whole. Getting half and half ass. All right, I'll keep you guys posted. That and a Roomba are two things I'm looking into, but let's not get too ahead of ourselves. I'm not Very willing nice. To endorse either.
I've got a Roomba. We'll chat about it next week.
All right, cool. We'll talk offline. Maybe we can talk about it tomorrow or something.
No, I'm not I'm not going to get cash for it. So
I could.
When I talk to you, it's work. Okay.
How about
let's talk for work?
I'll give you $20 and I can just pick your brain about the Roomba, because there's like a bunch of options and I feel like it'll be helpful right. for me to find.
If you Venmo me $20, I probably do. let's keep it to a text session. Venmo me $20. We text about it, 3 texts or less.
Right. I can't. I'm afraid. Can I ask multiple questions per text?
No.
Yeah. Fine. Jesus.
All right, let me
ask the questions first.
I feel like the show ended and we're still talking, so why don't you Venmo
no
me?
No way! It show is still going on. I'm still recording. Are you still recording?
I'm still recording, yeah, but it felt like we like signed off. We're like, we'll see you next week or whatever.
No, I haven't said that. I haven't said we'll see you next week.
Okay. I might invoice you for this second.
Oh my God. Your assistant just sent me an invoice. Yeah. This is why you fucking have this person.
That's right. So okay. So
yeah, another invoice. It's still half. All right. So let's sign off now because I can't afford these bills.
Solomon. Solomon, cool it with the invoices.
Okay? Yeah. Please tell him relax. Please tell him to relax with the invoices.
He's relaxing. He is relaxing.
Every time I refresh, 5 more invoices. I have 31 okay. invoices from Solomon Hurwitz.
That's right. I adopted my assistant.
This is beyond.
You're talking about my son.
What? You have a child now who's invoicing me to talk to you. All right. If you have any questions of your own, theme songs, send them on down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. The opening one was that epic power ballad.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you'd call it a power ballad, but it was by Rick, the We Are Vasco. And this one is sort of a nice acoustic version of Teenage Dirtbag. If you play my song, could you shout out my older brother, Will, who first introduced me to Jake and Amir, as well as Nadpod. So shout out to Calvin for writing that song and his brother, Will, for introducing him to us.
Awesome.
And shout out to you guys for listening. And as always, more content on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA. We're answering Job. Questions. We're watching outtakes. We're doing it all. And people have been digging those, so we appreciate it.
Check that shit out.
We'll be back, of course, next week. Oh, yeah, the HeadGum podcast, too, we should mention. We dropped the episode, the first episode in this feed, so whether you downloaded it or not, it's there, right there for you in this feed. The episode right before this one is the first episode of the HeadGum Podcast.
Yeah, it's a good time just catching up with Jeff and Riley. I enjoy it.
Yeah, and that was episode one, and episode two is coming this week. So
episode two was insane.
Yeah. At one point, Jeff was convinced he wasn't recording, so that sort of derailed everything a little bit.
Mm-hmm. His computer died. He thought he lost his audio. Riley was on her phone. The call dropped.
We're all just doing our best, I guess.
Chaos can be fun.
And we'll be back next week. Ciao, everyone.
Peace.
His name is Shmuel. He has a chipmunk face, and I'd be in hell if he doesn't read my email. Oh, how Hugo rocks with heels and brunch locks. But Jake won't give him the golden mic, and Jake only gives a turdy to him, 'cause Amir's a talking chipmunk, baby. Yeah, Amir's a talking chipmunk, baby. Listen to If I Were You, and you'll see.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Laitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.